agencies need to identify and collect information on risks to Native American cultural resources.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office, celebrating 100 years of fact-based, nonpartisan government oversight. I'm Holly Hobbs. Native American cultural resources are things such as weapons and carvings, buildings, or even human remains. They are irreplaceable and often extremely fragile. However, these items have long been the target of theft by individuals seeking to collect or sell them, which can damage the ability to preserve Native American cultures and traditions. What efforts has the federal government made to protect these resources? Today we talk with Anna Maria Ortiz, a director in our Natural Resources and Environment team, who led new work for a report out today on this topic. Thank you for joining us, Anna Maria.
Thanks for having me, Holly.
So, Anna Maria, what all counts as an official Native American cultural resource?
When we talk about Native American cultural resources, we're not talking about modern-day arts, crafts, or jewelry you might buy from an American Indian vendor or an artisan. We're focusing on Native American cultural resources as specific federal laws define them. These include archaeological resources that are generally 100 years or older, pottery, baskets, rock paintings, or funerary or sacred objects, things like burial mounds, or even human remains.
And can you give us an idea of the scale of this problem and maybe some examples of incidents that have occurred?
Unfortunately, we don't have a great feel for the scope of the problem. Although federal agencies identified hundreds of incidents of theft and damage, the data are likely to undercount the incidents. Many of the federal databases we examined are used for broad purposes. They may not identify which of the incidents directly involve Native American cultural resources or are violations of laws that protect these resources. We are aware of several instances of egregious theft and looting. There was one in California where thieves used drilling and sawing equipment to extract petroglyphs from a site that was sacred to local tribes. And another case where looters damaged or stole more than 100 artifacts when they were excavating a pre-Columbian burial mound in Arkansas.
So what is the federal government's role in investigating thefts and protecting these cultural resources?
We spoke with seven federal entities who oversee federal or tribal trust lands. This includes the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the Forest Service, the Park Service, and the Tennessee Valley Authority, to name a few. These agencies have cultural resource officers and law enforcement officials who partner with the FBI to investigate potential crimes. Substantiated crimes are then prosecuted by the Department of Justice.
And given the number of entities involved and the remote nature of some of these sites, what are some of the challenges in detecting and preventing these thefts?
The seven agencies told us they face a lot of challenges. They might not have enough law enforcement officers to regularly monitor sites on the lands they manage, or they might have limited resources to invest in protective measures such as fencing or camouflage or traffic diversion that would keep people away from sites with cultural resources in the first place. Some agencies told us that they lack full information on where cultural resources are on the lands they manage. And of course, that's going to make it difficult to target your protective efforts. The good news is that some agencies have found innovative ways to mitigate these challenges by partnering with local tribes and nonprofits on public awareness events, or by training individual volunteers on how to monitor archaeological sites that may contain these resources.
So what happens when the perpetrators of these thefts, or even those who damage resources but don't steal them, are caught?
We heard from one federal official that it can be particularly difficult to prosecute people for violations because prosecutors have to demonstrate that the items in question were taken knowingly in violation of the law from certain lands. At the same time, there might be other investigative or prosecutorial priorities, such as assault or murder cases. Of the hundreds of incidents of theft, looting, or damage that agencies identified, relatively few were referred for prosecution, and only around 75 people were found guilty and sentenced.
How is it that people don't realize that they're committing a crime or that these are protected items?
First, it's important to realize there's a distinction between private lands and federal and tribal lands. On federal and tribal trust lands, it is illegal to take these items or to damage archaeological resources. And I think people don't realize that that includes things like picking up an arrowhead they stumbled across while hiking in a national park, or picking up a piece of pottery that they found somewhere along the road in a reservation.
So how can people know when this is not okay?
So if you're driving through the Southwest, you might see these billboards that the Bureau of Indian Affairs sponsors that have, "You are in Indian country. It's illegal to steal or damage archaeological sites." This is a good reminder to the public to be conscious when they're in these areas, not to take that interesting looking rock or that piece of pottery they find.
So it sounds like federal agencies have taken steps to protect Native American cultural resources from damage and theft, but that their efforts are hindered by challenges such as resource constraints, data limitations, and competing agency priorities. Anna Maria, do we make any recommendations to federal agencies to improve their efforts to protect these resources?
We made one recommendation to each of the 7 agencies that they identify and obtain adequate information needed to target their efforts for analyzing and addressing risks to Native American cultural resources, and that they share any promising practices they develop with the Department of the Interior consulting archaeologist.
And last question, what's the bottom line of this report?
The bottom line is that the agencies in our review need to identify and collect information on risks to Native American cultural resources so that they can better focus their efforts to protect and defend against looting and trafficking of these items.
That was Anna Maria Ortiz talking about GAO's recent review of federal efforts to protect Native American cultural resources from theft or damage. Thank you for your time, Anna Maria.
Thanks for having me, Holly.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, and make sure you leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.